spending each commercial break drawing inappropriate cartoons. Here's Carpenter and Rothman.
All right, welcome back in to another sports week, and we bring on national recruiting editor for 24/7 Sports. He is Brandon Huffman. He's on the Bryan Heating Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Brandon, welcome. Hope you're well. Hey, Brandon.
Yeah, you there?
Yep, got you now. How you feeling? Everything okay?
Just living the dream. Stuck in the house for another 4 or 5 weeks. This is great.
Yeah, exactly right. Figuring out stuff to talk about. Well, here's the good thing for us at Ohio State. Man, they are open for business as far as recruiting goes. And it's been one of the great joys for Buckeye Nation to watch Ryan Day and his staff keep stockpiling guys. And the running back that they nailed over the weekend here, 2021 class, Travion Henderson. You watch a little video of this guy, and it's every time he touches the ball, he scores. I mean, I have no idea whether what competition, what level he's at, but I don't know if it matters, man. This guy is a beast. Tell us about Travion Henderson from Virginia.
Yeah, I mean, he's powerful. He's electric. He's kind of the combination of what you want in a running back. He can run with that power. He's an every down back who's got the size. It's only going to get bigger and stronger as he gets to the collegiate level. But then you see that athleticism. You see the ability to get out of the space and get out into the open field. And, you know, he's hard to tackle. He's a guy that you can use in a myriad of ways, whether you want to use him to run between the tackles, whether you want to get him the ball out in space and let him do his work against linebackers and into the open field. He's just a playmaker type that you get the ball to. And he's playing some pretty darn good competition out there in Virginia, named the Gatorade Player of the Year last year. So, you know, this is a guy that is a special high school player, but he's nowhere near his ceiling yet. And I think he's going to become an immediate impact guy at the next level, because I still think as he continues to grow, his best football is ahead of him.
Talking to Brandon Huffman, national recruiting editor for 24/7 Sports here on the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. And, you know, Brandon, so they bring in Travion Henderson coming up in the 2021 class. Do you think Ohio State is done adding running backs in that class, or is it going to be his show at this point?
Yeah, I would think that they're probably done. I mean, unless some other uber elite top three, top five type back says he wants to come. You know, at this point, I think when you have kind of the embarrassment of riches in the running back class, which Ohio State does, between Travion Henderson and Evan Pryor, you kind of just, you know, I wouldn't say they stand pat, because if you look at this class, they haven't shown any signs of standing pat. But I think it allows them to kind of put their resources and their time and energy into other positions. Now you've got two of the premier running backs in the country. I think you're probably going to see them having to spend more time just keeping both of those guys happy. Obviously, Travion Henderson knew that Evan Pryor was already committed there before he made that decision. So now the hard part is keep recruiting both of them to keep them in the boat. I would say that now this allows them to turn their time and energy towards other positions that they may need to continue to stock up, that now they've got kind of a monopoly in the backfield.
Yeah, 15 guys now in that class of 2021. And you're right, it could be a thunder and lightning thing, or they could be both be willing to share the load in 2021. We'll see Henderson and Pryor. Both very similar builds, correct?
Yeah, similar builds. I mean, you're getting a little bit of a Sonny Michel, Nick Chubb type of 1-2 punch here, and that you kind of cover every possible type of back in two guys. And you know, in fact, the comp for Travion Henderson is Sonny Michel. So you're getting two guys that are both pretty well put together, both similar. But I think you check off every box between the two of them and what you need in the running back.
And so as you look at the rest of this class, you mentioned 15 commits. What would you say the other largest areas of need or potential areas that have been unfilled in that upcoming class could be?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to sit here and say, oh, they need some other guys. I think, you know, maybe if they can get another couple linebackers, that'll probably help, because they've really done a good job at just about every position. You know, they got a tight end. They've got receivers. They've got, you know, obviously guys in the backfield. They've got guys in the secondary, guys in front. If you can get a couple more linebackers, I think they'd be really content. And, you know, you're still in the mix when you're Ohio State for the number one player in the country, according to 24/7 Sports, and JT Tuimoloau, who kind of fills that need as a defensive lineman, even defensive end, could eventually go into an inside guy, probably plays out on the edge. you could still see them add another receiver with a guy like Emeka Egbuka, who's the number one receiver in the country. Ohio State's on his very, very, very short list. So I think at this point you're almost just evaluating more than you're recruiting, because it's clear that recruiting is coming easy when you got a guy like Jack Sawyer, you got Trayvon Henderson, you got a quarterback. You got an offensive lineman, Donovan Jackson. I mean, you've got needs now. It's just making sure the guys that you're still in the mix for, you're evaluating, right? Because at this point, it's now managing, hey, we got three or four guys at this position. And that's the one thing that, you know, you look at in recruiting classes. Sometimes when you strike gold at one huge position group, it may hurt you the next year trying to get those guys. And yet here we are after this vaunted receivers class in 2020, and now Ohio State could bring in an even better one in 2021, and including a tight end there. So it's just about managing those position groups and the guys that you got fans from and the guys that you're targeting, making sure they understand we may have a little bit of a traffic jam here, and then go in and really focus on the needs in which you're a little bit lighter. And this class so far, I would say linebacker is kind of the one area where they want to add somebody with three creep up front.
Boy, they're doing so well, Brandon, and, you know, unfortunately, there's little in the way of visits. There are no visits right now, official or otherwise, in the weeks to come due to the virus and the restrictions that we have. Let's talk about that 2021 class. Are they lapping the field nationally? I mean, are they way ahead of the rest now in your rankings?
Yeah, I mean, I would say they're lapping the field. And one thing that they've really done a good job is obviously getting those commitments. I think, you know, you're used to seeing certain schools always in the top three or top five in a recruiting class, but a lot of those schools don't make their move until late in the recruiting cycle. Maybe they make it in late November, early December, leading to the early signing period. In the old days, maybe they did it in January, leading up to February, where Ohio State has really done a significant job is they've gotten a number of early commitments. They've held on to said early commitments, but then they're also elite guys. You know, gone are the days of the elite guys waiting until National Signing Day to announce, waiting until the All-American Bowl to announce. Now these guys are announcing sometimes 6, 9 months, 12 months ahead of when they end up on campus. Ohio State has built so much momentum in the 2021 class that they're kind of one of those schools that, if you will, they're almost immune to what's going on in terms of the lack of official visits right now, the lack of recruiting going on because of the NCAA mandated dead period. When you can put a class together of double-digit guys and you're 9 months before the early signing period, you've built yourself a strong force. You kind of withstand the delays that are going to come with this class. You've already got a bunch of guys on board. Maybe a lot of those guys are working to graduate early. So I would say not only are they out in front of everybody pretty significantly, and I mean, if you look at the points, they're well in front of Clemson. It's the caliber of players that they have. They've gotten not just commitments, they've gotten elite commitments early. And you kind of put yourself in a position now where, with all of the uncertainty, guys already know where they want to go. They've got 15 of their 25 guys for the 2021 class already committed. There's some Power 5 schools that don't even have a commitment yet. And if we do see an abbreviated recruiting class, an abbreviated season, a school like Ohio State not only sits in a power position because of the numbers of what they have, but the elite amount of players they have.
And so, you know, I want to leave you with this. You know, there's two quarterbacks they brought in Stroud and Miller this year, and they have Kyle McCord, who's a really highly recruited or rated kid out of Philadelphia coming in. How much do you like him, and do you think that he could eventually be the heir apparent given how talented he is?
Yeah, I mean, he now I'll qualify it with saying being a guy who's out west, you know, I'm a big C.J. Stroud fan. I think, obviously, Jack Miller has some potential there, too. So he could be the heir apparent, but I also know he's going to have a little bit of competition for that. But I think, in, you know, in his case, he's, you know, your true power, pro style, just pocket passer, 6'3", 200 pounder, well put together. He's got a cannon. He can get that ball. He can distribute it. I think when you look at what Ohio State has in their quarterback room right now, Stroud's going to be a little bit more in that Justin Fields mold where he can do just as much damage with his legs and his feet as he can with his arm. I think Kyle McCord and Jack Miller are a little bit more similar, but I like McCord more than I like Miller, especially at the same stage. And I think he's really going to, you know, make some noise with C.J. Stroud and even potentially Jackson Miller if he can stay healthy in that quarterback room in 2021 and beyond. But again, I think you look at what Ohio State's done so early in this class, getting that commitment from McCord as early as they did. You know, he's been committed almost a year now, committed at the end of his sophomore year. And that's when you know that you're a power program. You can get guys to essentially, in this day and age where guys love being recruited, you can essentially tell, these guys are essentially telling you, I'm giving up 2 years of the recruiting process. I know where I want to go. I know I want to be a part of this program, and I want to get in quick. And then that allows Kyle McCord to recruit running backs, to recruit receivers, to join him in Columbus. And so I really like what he brings to the field as a football player, but then I also think he brings some extra, you know, some bonuses in just the personality that he has and in order the communication he has in the 2020 class and now in his own 2021 class.
Yeah, really good stuff. Brandon Huffman is the national recruiting editor for 24/7 Sports. Brandon, continue to be well, buddy. Thanks for the insight. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Anytime.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems here on the Fan, Ohio Sports Destination. When we come back, Matty Ice lays it out to tell the truth. Carpenter and Rothman on the Fan.
Love Crew Soccer? Us too. Let's get married and catch every game together. Proud to be your local home for the black and gold. The Fan, Ohio Sports Destination.